This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Verduft Agency, Pleasantville Schools, Midtown Tire, Dandy Farms, Cargill of Eddyville, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Key Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Manufacturing, Lighton State Bank, American Family Insurance, Starver's Cellular, Don's Heating and Cooling, Proline Building Corporation, Dutch Meadows, and First State Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does today's Marion County farmer finance farm operations? What are the sizes of loans that they may need? What are they for? What are the interest rates? How long until loans have to be paid off? How do farmers and bankers work together to help grow the local farm economy? Let's go in depth with David Greving with the Marion County Bank, Pella. David, there's a wide variety of farms out there, everything from small mom-and-pop operations to giant agribusinesses. How does farm financing work? Is it? It seems like it'd be very complicated, is it?
Well, it can be, but it doesn't always have to be, because in the end, it's especially row crop production is very seasonal. And whether you're doing it on a large scale or on a small scale, you're essentially still doing the same thing, just with more dollars involved for the larger operations.
And do the larger operations come to banks for funding, or do they have their own independent funding? Do they come to local banks?
Well, I would say yes, but not all. And I guess that would kind of depend on your definition of large. But we here at this bank certainly service some very large farming operations. Yet, if you talk on an extremely large scale, there are other outlets for that. But we feel like a community bank can go a long ways towards providing service for nearly all the operations in the area.
And so some of the operations are very large multi-state operations, and they might have their own independent financing, where the smaller operations would come to community banks.
Right. When you talk on a multi-state scale, actually there aren't a lot of those around here, but the ones that do are typically hooked up with like a farm credit system or a Rabobank out of Australia or something like that, that would be almost a national level lender.
There are farms around here that use Australian banks?
Well, Rabobank is a bank that I think people have heard of. And actually, now that I want to correct myself, that's out of Holland. But it is a large agricultural lender in the United States. Not so much in this area, but very much so like in the Plains. And for instance, the Great Western Bank, that is a branch of an Australian bank, actually. That is not an American concern.
Okay, but the majority of lending for farms in Marion County and surrounding counties is done by local banks, you think?
Yes. Yeah, I would say that's very definitely the case.
Okay, and by community banks predominantly, or is it hard to tell?
By community banks, I assume you mean locally owned banks, mm-hmm. as opposed to the national chains. The two chains in Pella are not as involved here. Wells Fargo in Knoxville is a little bit more so. But yeah, predominantly it is a community bank field, yeah.
And so what do they typically get loans for?
Well, depending on their operation, we see a lot of row crop production here. So in the winter, as people are gearing up to grow the next crop, they'll borrow money to buy seed, chemicals, fertilizers, pay cash rent in March, those type of things, and whatever it takes to get that crop going. And those are called crop input loans. And livestock producers, you'll see loans sometimes to purchase the livestock themselves, or to feed the livestock, or just carry that inventory.
Okay, and that's in the spring.
Well, primarily for crop production, of course, and that is one of the nice things about agriculture and agricultural lending. It is seasonal. Most all of your input costs are as the crop is going into the ground. Now, there are chemical applications and so forth that go on during the summer, and there's harvest expense that needs to be covered as well, fuel and so forth, and fall rents. But primarily, crop loans are made in the spring. Now, livestock can be any time of the year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Knoxville Raceway, Meninga Pest Control, Pleasantville Clinic, Pella Feed Service, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Lely USA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Marion County Fair Association, Central College, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Four Seasons Yard Care, Fred's Muffler Shop, and Sunny Slope Greenhouse.
I continued my conversation about farm finance with David Greving with the Marion County Bank.
If we're talking the row crops and people make the harvest, do they then pay back the loan for that year, or are the loans multi-year?
Typically, with a row crop producer, a loan would be assigned to a specific season. So as they ramp up to grow a particular crop, they would borrow those funds, and when the crop is harvested and sold later on, they would be expected to repay those with those proceeds.
And can you give me a ballpark on what those interest rates look like?
Yeah, an operating loan rate today can range anywhere from, I'll say, 5.75% to 6.75%.
All right, and that's dependent upon the amount of the loan, credit, typical things you might think of, or something
else? Credit quality, yeah, size of the loan, length of relationship with the bank, financial strength of the borrower, those types of things. And then also, and I guess getting off track here a little bit, but the type of loan might also have a bearing on the rate.
What other kinds of loans do you make then? I presume equipment loans.
For instance, exactly. I was going to go there. Equipment loans, there can be a different type of an interest rate for that, sometimes a little lower, and also longer term, because typically capital expense like that cannot be cash flowed in 1 year and would take somewhere from usually a 4 or 5 year type of term. And of course, then there's real estate loans as well for the purchase of real estate.
Okay, let's stick with the equipment. And so they're buying combines, $350,000 combines with similar loans to that we buy cars with, similar terms?
I guess similar, although, you know, most of your consumers would expect a monthly payment on a car, but most agricultural loans are set up for an annual payment because that's the way their cash flow works better. But yeah, but similar length of term, yes, a typical combine loan would be 5 years or so. And yeah, there are combines that expensive out there, but you don't see too many of those around here. So, but it certainly is easy to get into six figures when you start talking about combines and even large tractors.
Okay, mm-hmm. With many years of life ahead of them.
Yes, yeah, they'd be maybe paid for that soon, but they should last a lot longer. You know, there's a lot, as you drive around the country, there's a lot of tractors certainly older than 5 years that you can see from the road. A lot of the good tractors in this area were built in that are still widely used, were built in the 70s and even 1960s, so...
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Kevin Wadley, CPA, Pella Corporation, Ozinga Feeds, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Fast Track Sports, Iowa Realty, and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Bank, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, McGriff's Spray Foam, Feaster Seeds District Sales Manager Ryan Schumacher, The Antique Peddler, KO Roofing and Siding, and Peterbilt Truck of Des Moines.
I continued my conversation about farm finance with David Greving with the Marion County Bank.
So if I've got some crop input loans, fuel, seed, fertilizer, etc., and a combine loan, and maybe I'm buying some land, somebody could owe the bank quite a bit. There could be some big payments coming down the pike, and so there better be a good harvest.
Well, that's for sure. And, of course, that's how we make money, is by making loans. So we do appreciate those larger customers, to be sure. But yet with larger volume is increased risk. And it is all driven by and ultimately repaid by production. We hope for good weather and good markets just right alongside with our customers.
And so with the money that you're talking about, you have to know the farmer and whether they know what they're doing, too. I mean, because even if somebody had good credit rating and were able to secure the loan, one would think. But if you thought they didn't know anything about farming, you probably wouldn't enter into that relationship.
Capacity is one thing that any banker will look at when they're deciding whether to make a loan, and capability. One thing that's different in farm lending and also to an extent, commercial non-farm lending from your average consumer is it's oftentimes not a standalone transaction. These customers typically have multi-year, sometimes even multi-generational relationships with the bank. So it is easy, not easy, but it is possible to judge somebody's capability over a long period of time. Occasionally there are new customers and you want to try and get a sense for their ability, maybe with site visits or just getting to know them. But in reality, most of the relationships have been grown over many years, started small when someone has just gotten into the business and grown over time. And that's good for both parties, because as the economic cycles swing to and fro, it's nice to be familiar with each other in that relationship.
Now, what about the smaller mom-and-pop operations, and where they're just pretty much, I don't know how many acres they might have, but they're a small farming operation. They might do something else part-time. They might have somebody, a person or two, help them during harvest. But how about those operations? Are there a lot of them around that you provide?
Well, there are quite a few of those. And I think that's one little bit of a misconception about mom and pop operations. Most all farm operations, even the larger ones, are still family operations, usually with a mother and father at the center of that. And as operations grow, a lot of times then sons and daughters and their spouses are brought in. So even the large operations, in a sense, are family farms and could fall in that mom and pop category. But I think what you're asking about are your hobby farmers. They are people that typically work in town or I guess in our language, off the farm, because it doesn't have to be in the corporate limits, but they would have some other income source and then would farm in the evenings and the weekends. And a lot of times they have maybe flexible employment arrangements, employers that understand their needs to have some time off, extended time off in the spring and the fall to get the crop in and to get the crop back out.
Okay, and you'll provide loans and help for those people.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of those in our portfolio, too. You bet. And we actually, in a way, don't treat them much different than the larger operators. They just might have a one or two less zeros at the end of their loans and so forth, because they obviously, with a smaller operation, don't need to incur quite as much capital expense to get their work done.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by McCall Monument, Two Rivers Cooperative, Hewitt Service Center, The Linden House, McElveen Lumber, and Steenhook Appraisals. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Williamson HVAC Plumbing and Electrical, Pella Precast Products, Jersey Freeze, H&S Feed and Country Store, 3M, Tri-County Vet Clinic, HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, and RJ Performance.
I continued my conversation about farm finance with David Greving with the Marion County Bank.
Well, how about the farms that aren't very big that are making their livings off the farm? They don't get a paycheck every week. How does that work? Do you give them operating costs, loans to just keep them going, eating?
Okay, so you're talking about a family that does not work off the farm, that their sole income is agriculture related. It's all about cash flow, and they will choose to sell their products when they feel the market is right. And if they reach a time where they don't feel like it's the best time to market yet, and they need some funds to fund the household budget or whatever, that's what an operating line of credit would be for. And that is typically what we do set up with our ag customers, is a line of credit that they can use for whatever they need to sustain them and their operation throughout the year.
Now, do you have a ballpark figure on how many loans Marion County Bank might make with respect to farm operations?
In dollar amounts? I'll answer it this way. We have about 100 farming organizations, and I'll say that would include like a family farm, and in fact probably almost all of them are that we work with and that we gain financial information from on an annual basis and work with to provide credit for their production.
That's a lot. And what would you say the average size loan would be?
We have people whose lines of credit are $15,000 to $25,000 a year, and some that are $1 million. So, the average would be tough to say.
Okay. So a wide range depending upon their investment and their needs.
Right.
What about young farmers? What if some young kid comes in here, has been in 4-H forever, has the big knuckles from working hard on the farm, all kinds of knowledge about farming, and worked with a variety of livestock and row crops? Are there programs to help that guy or gal?
There are some. There's some beginning farmer programs, governmental sponsored, to help. There's low interest programs to buy land, for instance, that are sponsored through the state and the federal government. There is guaranteed loan programs still through the federal government. Most of those kids, not all, but most of them, have grown up on the farm and been around it, and typically have a parent that is still in the business. And most young people do enter the field in cooperation with a benefactor like that, like with a parent. In a sense, they're kind of trading their labor out in a lot of ways for access to the capital needs that they might have, such as equipment. Nobody can just go out and buy a full line of equipment and buy enough land and pay for it all and to make a living right off the bat. It's entering the farming business is typically a gradual process. It is important for these young people to consider life on the farm. The average age, the median age for farmers is in the 60s. And there is going to be a need for young minds and young skilled people to be involved in it. And even if they're not interested in the production aspect of it, there are so many opportunities to be part of the ag community outside of just producing. There's agronomists, and there's crop insurance providers and ag lenders and seed sales people and seed researchers, if you want to start thinking about a career like with Pioneer or something like that. This is Iowa, and it's what we do here, and we do it better than anywhere else in the world. And it's a neat economic community to be part of, the ag sector.
Well, what's the best part of it for you in your job as an ag lender?
The best part would be the relationships, the long-term relationships I formed with my customers. I feel like the people are in the ag economy are the salt of the earth, and they're great people. And I really enjoyed the friendships and the relationships that I've been able to form over the years. I've been doing this now almost 20 years. And that is the best part. The other part I really like is the seasonality of it. There's a certain cycle to that, a sense of beginning and a sense of completion each year that I really like.
Thanks to David Greving for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.